Well, hi everybody. Welcome to the Group Harmony Review here on WFUV, Fordham University's Voice in New York City, with yours truly, Dan Romanello, the Group Harmony Review. The best in 1950s rhythm and blues vocal group harmony. Many nice comments about the Black History Month specials. Here we are, kicking off the month of March in the year 2012. On Group Harmony Review. Got some really special things planned for you tonight. And a very special theme on the second hour of the program. Hope you can stay tuned to 90.7 FM and WFUV.
There ought to be a law against breaking a heart. Breaking a heart is a crime. There ought to be a law against taking a heart and doing what you did to mine. I wish there was a way of making you pay with heartaches and tears for the rest of your years. There ought to be a law against breaking a heart without any reason or rhyme. For breaking a heart is a crime. There ought to be a law against breaking a heart. Breaking a heart is a crime. There ought to be a law against taking a heart and doing, baby, what you did to mine.
I wish there was a way of making you pay for all aches and tears for the rest of your day.
There ought to be a law against breaking a heart without any reason or rhyme. For breaking a heart is a crime. There ought to be love to all.
No. Me a chance. I'm telling you, won't cheat again. I'm not kidding you.
Darling, you left me standing alone when you packed up a hell of all. Won't you please hear my plea and hurry back to me?
Yeah, so great. From back in the late 1950s, always sounded earlier to me. Not released until, I'd say, 1959 or 1960, but definitely with an earlier sound, in my opinion. They were the Trinidads on Chicago's formal label, When We're Together. We began with the classic sound of the Five Keys from 1953 on Aladdin Records, There Ought to Be a Law. Then something rare from California on Kappa Rex Records from 1958, The El Domingos, I'm Not Kidding You. And the third item in the set, Little Clem and the Dewdrops, a.k.a. the Gay Notes, on Zinn Records from 1958, with the plea of love. On WFUV in New York City, on the Group Harmony Review.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-you.
Yeah. stood in the chapel with my head bowed down to give thanks to the Lord for the comfort I found. I thank you, oh Lord, for a mother so kind and true and a father. Stood in the chapel, I began to realize, what I never did before. I never, oh Lord, no, I never gave myself.
You know I went to see a chick just the
That is great. Always loved the Blend Tones with Lights Please from 1961. Great sound, both sides, and issued on a number of labels. Donnell, then also on Chick Car Records, and also on the Imperial label. The Blend Tones with Lights Please. We began with the Avalons from 1959, You Do Something to Me, Casino Records, and the Avalons also had a great reissue on Bim Bam Boom. The Five Chances next, 1957, Federal Records and Tell Me Why. And then the El Dorados with that gospel-flavored tune from 1959 on VJ Records, I Began to Realize. On the Group Harmony Review on WFUV.
Around around for your head. So make you make my dreams come true.
Real over. Now I'd flip some over. Tomorrow, just you wait and see.
Yeah, some great rock and rhythm and blues here on WFUV. The Checkers, featuring the great bass leader Bill Brown from back in 1953 on King Records with the White Cliffs of Dover. And just ahead of that, the Golden Tones on Samson from 1955, a little bit of Crying the Blues. We began with a really nice ballad from the Chancellors circa 1959. On Storm Records, and that opening item was entitled My Thoughts to You. And then the second item in the set, staying in 1959, really nice, from Chuck Edwards and the Five Crowns on Alana Records, If I Were King.
Oh, I am praying in the trouble. I let her.
Oh, tell her
she loves.
It's a nice odd record from 1959. Played that one in the past and always got a great response to it. As a result of, I think the last time I played it had so many requests, I included it in the next following request and dedications edition of the show. But it's been well over a year since I featured The Contenders on Blue Sky Records from 1959 with Mr. DJ. We began from New York City's Extra label, a great sound reissued on the Shield label, The Unknowns, You and Me. Then we had The Gay Notes on Zinn, 1958, Waiting in the Chapel. Follow that up with a beautiful sound from The Capitals and I Let Her Go, 1958 on Carlton. And then The Contenders, Mr. DJ, 1959. Having a great time tonight, spinning so many sounds for you. I hope you're enjoying the show. Already have quite a number in on this first hour, and we're going to have a special feature on part two of the show tonight. So I hope you can stick around and enjoy Group Harmony Review here on WFUV in the Bronx, New York City, with yours truly, Dan Romanello. As we continue here at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.
I've got a gal on the other side of town, and if I'm not very particular, she's gonna put me down. Oh, my darling Patricia, I wonder what I'm gonna do.
My darling
Patricia, I love no one but you.
Baby, what am I gonna do? Yeah, now there was sweet Caledonia, sweet Lucinda Sue.
Yes,
baby, what am I gonna do? I was walking down the avenue with Lucinda Sue. Up jumped sweet George Brown. What am I gonna do?
Get out the car.
Darling,
yeah.
I love your wonder.
Yeah, oh, baby, what am I gonna do? Tell me, what am I going to do?
wonder, can this be love?
my friends, if she's coming back to me, we'll wonder. Day by day, my friends, if this really can be love.
I never felt this way. It's so hard to realize. It seems to be just like a dream come true. But all I'm wondering day by day, will this feeling fade away? I wonder,
it will still be you. In someone else's fond embrace, I'll close my eyes and see your face.
Charms, but I'll make believe
true. I'll be loving you
every time I love
again.
Every time.
How beautiful is that? Every time I love again, it's you. The very unique and beautiful harmonies of the Ravens. That one was recorded in New York City back in October of 1950 for Columbia. And Jimmy Ricks, Mate Marshall, just one magnificent recording. And I am so thrilled that here in the year 2012, we can be here on the campus of Fordham University in the Bronx, New York, with a 50,000-watt public radio station broadcasting in the tri-state area and on the internet and presenting the one and only sound of the Ravens. How unique, and as I said, how magnificent. If I Love Again, from Columbia Records, back in 1950. We began from 1956 on States Records out of Chicago. We had Artie Wilkins and the Palms with Darling Patricia, 1956. Then the Winners on Rainbow Records, also from 1956. Can This Be Love? The fabulous sounds of Rainbow Records and great reissues of the vaults of Rainbow, thanks to the folks at Relic Records. And back in 1995, a fabulous CD package in that Golden Group series covering the Rainbow label, The Winners, Leandra's and the Hearts, The Five Crowns, and so much more. Third item in the set took us into the very early 1960s with the True Tones on Felstead Records' Blushing Bride, and then we closed it out with the Ravens, If I Love Again, the kind of sound you can just never get over. On WFUV, here in New York City, on the Group Harmony Review. You're in tune with WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. Here with Dan Romanello on the Group Harmony Review. Back to a little bit more of Alan Freed. Beautiful recording, sweet young lady's voice, and a great male vocal group. Bette McLaurin, backed up by the Four Fellows from Brooklyn, recorded here in New York back in 1955 for Glory Records, I'm Past 16.
Darling, please make
again. Really nice from New York City. End Records, originally on the End label from back in 1959. That was Lucy Rivera with a great vocal group and Make Me Queen Again. Nice reissue of that over the years on an import CD on the West Side label. I believe that was from the late 90s, around 1999, when that CD first became available, The End Story. Some great things, a two CD package. And we began on Glory Records with that old 45, plays rather well, from 1955. Bette McLaurin, The Four Fellows, I'm Past 16. This second hour, we're going to be saluting the ladies on this hour of Group Harmony Review, as we did with the ladies of R&B during Black History Month a few weeks back. Also, we're kicking off this month, the month of March, Women's History Month, with the second hour of the program tonight devoted to many of the great lady sounds we didn't get to, and some female vocal groups, and also some great female leads with male vocal groups, as you just heard. And right now we go to Rim Records, Penny and the Overtones, here on Group Harmony Review.
My baby back home. We go long. stars, darling, they're shining very bright. Look in my eyes, darling, they're full of love tonight. Look at the stars, darling, tell me you love me so. Oh, 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 oh. Ooh, look in my eyes, darling, don't be a bashful guy. Look at the moon, darling, don't try to tell a lie. Just hold me tight, darling, tell me you love me so. Oh, 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 oh. Well, darling, look at the sky. Oh, yes, baby, don't be so shy. Don't mean maybe, give it a try. Red now, baby, gee, you're a bashful guy. Ooh, look at the stars, darling, tell me what do they say. Look in my eyes, darling, don't try to get away. Look at the stars, darling, tell me you love me so.
Oh, so
from Connecticut, Ruby Whitaker and the Chestnuts on Standard Records back in 1957. Who knows better than I? Just ahead of that, we had the Bobettes, those fabulous Bobettes from New York, Look at the Stars, back in the Mr. Lee days. Then we had Elsie Strong, just ahead of that, I believe from the Buffalo area, on Hit Time Records with a great version of Baby Oh Baby. Same song as done by Charles Hargrove, but that time a great female lead with a male vocal group. And we began on the Rim label from 1958. Haven't featured that one here on the show in years. Penny and the Overtones, Walking My Baby Back Home. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City with yours truly, Dan Romanello. All lady sounds the second hour of the Group Harmony Review. Female leads with male groups, some great female artists and duets, and also the fabulous female vocal group sound. As we continue here at 90.7 FM.
Thank you. much I adore.
Out there on the West Coast back in 1958. That was Little Miss Wander on Aries Records with a male vocal group unlisted, believed to be the Titans or members of, if my memory serves me correctly. Little Miss Wander, My Johnny, Aries Records, 1958. We began with Dorothy Logan and an unlisted male vocal group on the Drexel label, from 1954, great version of Since I Fell for You. Very bluesy, really fine. And the unlisted or uncredited male group is none other than the Gems, Ray Pettis and Company, who were recording for Drexel Records at the time. So there we have Dorothy Logan and the Gems. Right after that, one of those very obscure items from 1955 on Chief Records, Joanne Boswell and the L-Tones, You Were Meant for Me. A nice, odd mid-1950s sound. And closed it out. Actually, we closed it out with Little Miss Wander, My Johnny, just ahead of that. Lil Greenwood from her Federal years, circa 1954. And a great male accompaniment with Mercy Me. Dorothy Logan, Joanne Boswell, Lil Greenwood, and Little Miss Wander in that last set. On this special second hour of the Group Harmony Review, saluting Lady Sounds, this hour, many we didn't get to back in our Ladies of R&B special a few weeks ago. So it would be appropriate to feature more tonight, especially since March is Women's History Month, and here we are beginning the month, the first show in March in the year 2012. Let's go to VJ Records right now. Back in 1954, one of the great El Dorado's releases. They were accompanied by and backing up a young lady by the name of Hazel McCallum for VJ in 1954. And interesting that it was actually on this label, if you look at the original disc, 45 or 78, the top billing actually goes to Al Smith, the Al Smith Combo, the band. And then in smaller print, vocals by Hazel McCallum and the El Dorados. So let's give this a listen right now, back in 1954. One of the many Annie songs back then. As we continue here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV. The best in 1950s style rock and roll and rhythm and blues vocal Group Harmony every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m. here on Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello.
My name is Annie, and I ought to know the things you've been hearing about me. I got a little dance I do.
is all of mine. Don't leave me, baby, when I'm alone, all by myself. I need your love, baby, can't do without you, baby. My heart needs love all night long. Woke up this morning.
Dear sweetheart,
It's really been many years since I featured that old 45 here on the show. Over the years, I would play various female leads who were backed up by none other than New York City's own Harp Tones and talented leads like Ruth McFadden and, of course, that great sound on G Records by Carol Blades. That time, a young lady by the name of Bunny Paul, backed up by the Harp Tones on Essex Records, the Essex label out of Philadelphia from back in 1954, and her version of the Harp Tones classic, I'll Never Tell. A nice tune and version of Honey Love on the flip. If we have time, maybe I'll give that a spin before we leave tonight. Another Bunny Paul and the Harp Tones. Just ahead of that, from the Bronx, J&S Records, 1959, Baby Washington, with an unlisted vocal group, probably The Plants, I Hate to See You Go, for J&S Records. Just prior to that, we were with the famed Magnificence of Up on the Mountain fame, who recorded for VJ Records. And when Solid Smoke Records, a vinyl record company from abroad, was reissuing great Chicago material many years ago, just prior to the days of CDs, they uncovered a previously unissued side by the Magnificence entitled This Old Love of Mine, which had been recorded for VJ Records back in 1956 and featured a young lady by the name of Barbara Arrington out in front for the Magnificence. And we began with the Al Smith combo backing up Hazel McCallum, along with the Eldorados on VJ Records 1954, Annie's Answer. Hazel McCallum, Barbara Arrington, Baby Washington, and Bunny Paul. In our continuing ladies feature tonight, here on this edition of Group Harmony Review.
Somebody, please. All I'm tired.
to me. Oh, and set me free.
Give some honey love now. Throw your arms around me. Pretend that you love me dumb. Now you squeeze, 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 squeeze. That's the honey love. I think about you in the morning sun. I think about you when the day is done. I think about you 'cause it's so much fun. I'm gonna get me some honey love. Yes, I love you 'cause you're so divine. I love you 'cause you chill my spine. I love you 'cause you're mine, oh mine. I love your honey love.
Love me, love me, love me, love me, love. Love me, love me, love me, love me, love. Love me, 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 love me.
Love. Let's kiss, 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 kiss. That's the honey love. Ooh, I need you. When the moon is bright, I need you just to hold me tight. I need you morning, noon, and night. I need your honey love. I need honey love. I need.
Girl.
Honey love, I need.
Get it, boy.
Honey love, I need your honey love.
Well, as promised, went back to that Essex Records 45 and gave you the flip of I'll Never Tell. Once again, Bunny Paul, along with New York's Harptones, on Essex Records out of Philadelphia, and Honey Love from 1954. Just ahead of that, we had Taffy Lee, young lady by the name of Taffy Lee, with a vocal group on Zeld's Records from 1961, The Trials of Life Can Be Lonely. And we began with Gladys Patrick and the Charioteers on MGM Records from 1956. Somebody Please. How quickly the 2 hours has gone, and in particular the second hour with all of these great lady sounds. One more side I'd like to leave you with. Hope to get this one in its entirety. Haven't featured it before on the show. But earlier I featured Hazel McCallum in the Eldorados on VJ 1954. Annie's Answer, the Al Smith combo. And, of course, VJ Records began and owned by Vivian Carter and Jimmy Brackett. They were co-owners. So Vivian Carter, one of the owners of such a legendary rhythm and blues and rock and roll label, VJ Records. And on the flip side of Annie's Answer is a tune by the Al Smith combo entitled Living with Vivian. And I'd like to give it a spin for you right now. This is Dan Romanello thanking you for joining me tonight on Group Harmony Review. Looking forward to being back with you next week here on WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.